Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
No one left. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of strength. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of strength. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 416 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, in the building. And today is kind of like a celebration. You know, obviously it's a podcast, but it's also a celebration. Because one player that I think we've all grown to love, a guy who's been Mr. Consistent, a guy who's been doubted, not by this podcast.
Not once. Not ever.
Because we're going to show you the live feed of when he did get drafted, but he's a player who, if you're looking at the not to bring up some old shit as they say, but if you go back to the playoffs and you saw the effort and performance of some of the players on the field, and you're asking, I need juice. The one player while we're losing the playoffs who was playing for his life was this guy, Devontae Smith. Who got awarded with the contract? His annual salary is up to $25 million to match AJ Brown. I think he's the guy that the fan base can collectively root for. He's a guy that if you're undersized, if you're slender, if you've ever been someone's body shamed you, you can root for him. I mean, Evan, have you ever been body shamed?
Yes.
So how are you feeling about the Devontae getting paid?
Dude, it's music to my ears. I mean, Devontae Smith is a fan favorite. He's an elite player in this league. And on top of that, like, I think that one thing that I remember about draft night when we drafted him is the naysayers. Now, I'm not saying that there was a bunch of them. There was a lot of people. There's a lot of people in Eagles Nation that were really excited to have Devontae Smith. But there was that faction of people out there that was saying, he's too skinny. He's not going to be able to survive in this league. He's only 170 pounds. Well, guess what? This dude is year in and year out the most consistent player on our team. He doesn't miss games. He goes up and gets the ball like he is built in a 240-pound frame, and he knows how to avoid, you know, a big hit. He is he's an elite player. And, I remember when we drafted him on draft day. I don't know if I said it that day. I don't know if I said it in a following podcast. But I put it out there that if he plays his entire career in Philadelphia, he could potentially be the greatest Eagles wide receiver that has ever put on an Eagles uniform. So I still feel just as strongly about Devontae Smith.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting moment, man. It was just a key acquisition that we were waiting on to happen. It finally happened today. I missed the press conference from, you know, Devontae. I am going to go ahead and find the time to go ahead and look it up and see what he had to say. But I'm excited, man. I mean, again, another piece of the puzzle that Howie is putting in place. This guy just doesn't fail to amaze me, man. Like, you know, with all the stuff that he's doing and, you know, hey, he's not done. It's still time. And he's got a couple tricks left in the bag for what I'm hearing. So
plenty of tricks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's exciting, man. You know, I'm really just trying to find the excitement to put all this together and get on the ball with seeing all this get put into play. So, you know, I mean, it's making the season more and more exciting to hurry up and get to. So, yeah, man, I'm super about it.
Shout out to my guy, Tony. He sent me a housewarming gift, right?
Oh.
A Devontae Smith. I don't need much. I don't need a blender. But if you send me one of these Johns, like I will
be doing the Heisman pose, no less.
I mean, yeah, come on, man. That is officially official. Shout out to Tony. But again, if you're looking for some artwork, you just don't put any. Like I got a new office. I got the midnight green in the back.
I'm digging the shoe setup behind you.
Yeah, that's right?
Mary Gale.
It's only like 5% of the collection. But look at the top. We have Brian Dawkins. Look at the bottom, though. Look at the bottom.
Flexing hard, man.
That is Devontae Smith on the wall.
I flex that hard.
I'm saying Devontae Smith is on the wall. You don't just get on the wall.
Nah, you just don't. You're right. You're right.
You know. You don't know. Just get on the wall.
Nah, you don't.
Shout out. Don't. See, appreciate you. I mean, these are the kind of things that mean a lot to me. Just like the pre-draft process of Devontae Smith talking about catching 1,000 passes at practice on the jugs machine, because this the kind of effort it takes to get in a pickup truck with his mentor. Shout out to Big Unk. Got a chance to chop it up with him and Devontae's family down in Tampa. Just talking about driving in the pickup truck, sleeping. They would sleep in the back of the truck. He would bring him to football camps. And the fact that he wanted to compete, he wanted to go to Alabama, he could have went elsewhere and got playing time even earlier, but he wanted to compete against the best at Alabama. This guy, national championship game as a freshman, comes up with a game-winning catch. All these people talk about his size. He's in his pressure today. It was kind of cool just to hear him say he kind of lives for the hate and the vitriol. He's like, it's fun to me because, like, I don't let anybody else deter what I'm doing pretty much. And he showed that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I mean, he's a guy that has been and a guy that came in, too. I mean, remember who you, Mr. Reliable used to be? You the Greg Ward days, the dark days of Eagles wide receivers. And then he was the saving grace that came in and showed Philadelphia, reminded Philadelphia of what an elite wide receiver is, man. And, you know, he has been every bit about that. And, you know, as much shit as we've talked about Jalen Reagor on this show over the years, you don't get Devontae Smith without it making that Jalen Reagor mistake. There's no way you go back-to-back years drafting a wide receiver in the first round unless Jalen Reagor falls on his face the way he did. So kind of a blessing in disguise because I'm happy to have Schmitty.
Yeah, I mean, like the guy is definitely one, like you said, man, somebody we could count on an every Sunday basis. He gets in there and gives 110% every single down, every single week. And, you know, Gail, you mentioned earlier in the show, like, the one time of his career that stood out, you know, maybe his short career as of right now, but what really stood out was how much effort he gave in that playoff game, where everybody else pretty much was, like, sleeping, just, like, out of it. This guy was just still giving his all the way to the clock hit zero. Now, the outcome, yeah, we know. We didn't get where we wanted to get, but that wasn't stopping Smitty from doing what he needed to do and getting his time in. So, you know, that's the stuff we look for players, and I'm glad we ended up getting him when we did. You know, he was definitely one on my radar from the very beginning, and, you know, when we pulled the trigger, well, you know, with the miracle trade that we ended up doing with Dallas to get to that position, it's definitely a moment. I'm glad we got the experience.
If you want to laugh at yourself, we're gonna go do a little flashback, and this is us when it was about, because, you know, draft time we do some live streams. Prime was actually down at the stadium at the time, but this is the moment that we drafted Devontae Smith. Brace yourself for the embarrassment. Whoever was on the stream at the time, there's a lot of randos at the time. Everybody was pretty much geeked out for the most part. I think it's been can y'all see that?
Damn, that's packed out.
So for you people listening on the show and not watching the show, this is us in a draft live stream. This is the first round of the draft. We got about seven of us, eight of us watching live. And here we go. That is Prime at the stadium.
Let's go.
We got you paid.
Jesus.
So a little blast from the past. I mean, we were all collectively feeling the pick. I think there's people out there that I think there, I mean, there was people in the Philly media, not that they agree with everything or love everything, but they hated. Some people hated the pick.
He was too skinny. He was too small. He wouldn't survive in the league. He's not going to be able to play in a grown man's league. It's 170 pounds.
In the body
shape. On your face. On your face, 3,000 yards later.
He definitely got me respecting little people more.
I mean, have we not learned from Deshaun Jackson? Deshaun Jackson was like he was 167 pounds. I mean, here we are. And then we had at the end of the day, I feel they were like completely, not completely different players, but Devontae's been a technician since day one. Ralph God Jr.
Yeah.
Ralph God Jr.
I mean, he's got a kid now, man. I think he might be Ralph God Sr.
Shout out to Tim Kay. He said, I was wild. He was definitely wild. Mm. Helene is asking who drafted that day. That was when we drafted Devontae Smith. It was pure joy, Peasy. I think Eagle fans, ever since, I think you're trying to think about what life was like. It's what's that, before Christ and after Christ? BC?
I got you.
Before Devontae, before AJ?
Yep.
Speaking of AJ, this is it. Is what it is. Philadelphia now has two of the top paid receivers in the league, in Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. Both have deals averaging 25 mil per season. I'll go with Prime first, because I might have asked Ev this question, but Prime, can you guess who the other top paid wide receivers?
The top three paid other, duo.
The three other.
Yeah, because they are the fourth and fifth highest paid wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, so who are the top three paid wide receivers in the league? This is per average contract.
The Stephon Diggs one?
Nope.
That's one I didn't guess. That's actually a good guess.
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek is one of them. Yep.
Tyreek is number one.
Comment section trying to help you out a little bit.
Debo's one?
No. Debo's not one of them.
All right. So people in the comp trying to help me out. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. Helena was right with Kupp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's the other one?
Devontae Adams. Really?
Devontae Adams. So this is where we're at with the. The average here, this is what it looks like. Tyreek Hill, 30 million average.
Wait till that Jefferson contract, bro.
He's going to kill it. But A.J. Brown, 25 mil. Devontae Adams, 28 mil. Tyreek, 30 mil. Cooper Kupp, 26.7. And Devontae Smith. So that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But what's also interesting is if we're going to be frugal, gang. Ev, I don't know if you don't like these numbers.
Oh, what's your light on?
Can you see that? Can you see that? My bad.
Devontae Smith agrees to $75 million.
No, sorry, my bad. Can you see this?
No.
I'm seeing the same thing he's seeing. Nothing.
$175 million, the combined value of Smith and Brown's contracts. The Eagles are the only team currently with two receivers ranked in the top 10 in total value and average annual salary per spot track.
175 mil. That's a you say 175 mil. That's a lot of money.
A lot of chicken. It's a lot of money, but it's guys that are proven talents. I want to spend money on guys that I see the potential in. Like that there's several factors when you're thinking about laying out a contract. What has this guy done for me? What is this guy still capable of doing for me? And, you know, how are we going to allocate the money to all of the positions? I mean, we are all in on wide receiver right now, which is why I'm sitting here like anybody. I love a lot of the wide receivers in this draft. But, you know, I'm not sure if you mentioned we just looking at if anybody happened to, you know, be subscribed to The Athletic. Look at and you have access to Dame Brugler's list. He has his top 100 prospects. How about 17 wide receivers in the top 100 of all the prospects that are coming into the league? What that tells me, you don't need a first round wide receiver. You might not even need a second round wide receiver. Like I'm thinking a late day two, day three wide receiver is really what our money can go out to.
My bad. No, I was just going to say that was the key thing. Like, you know, the fact that that's why we were hoping for this signing to happen, because now we could go ahead and put that focus on what, you know, other positions that we really are hurting at, you know, still having in the back of our mind that we're going to need another receiver, you know, because of these, you know, these guys are coming to the end of their contract, or, you know, they are getting what most people would say older. You know, I mean, shit, 25 years old is still young to me. I would love to be 25 all over again. But I mean, the kid is still a stud at 25. So, yeah, I mean, it's key that we ended up getting the signing done. And, you know, like you said, now we don't have to worry about a wide receiver position for, you know, the first two rounds. We can go ahead and focus those on other positions. Shit, I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if he skips over a third round and goes for a wide receiver in the fourth.
Absolutely. And I think that, like, I think Howie, obviously, as he always is playing the long game. I mean, you look at all of the Devontae, relatively speaking, of all of the wide receivers that are due for a new contract on the market, he signed very early, one of the first guys to sign. And so Howie jumping in front of that, I feel like to the $25 million between A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith right now in 2024, as we're looking at it, it looks like a shit ton of money. I'm not going to lie. But as we get to 2026, 2027, we're going to be looking at these guys like we have two elite players on a pretty bargain deal. And that's the Howie Roseman way, man.
And the restructure game is the Howie Roseman way as well. So you figure you just love the way that his cap is set up. Right now his cap is, I think, for Frugal Gang folks out there. You guys don't know Frugal Gang. Evan Hearn is the leader of Frugal Gang out here. Mm-hmm. Always saving money where you can. 12.1 for AJ. That's how his cap is right now. Devontae Smith, 6'4". Britton Covey, 9.85. Devontae Parker, 1.2. Paris Campbell, 1.1. We have our Jag squad below. But I think, alluding to Evan's talk about the prospects, wide receiver three is totally available. Like, you know, shout out to Tim. When we went down to the Senior Bowl, it was like wide receiver after wide receiver. Like, you know, there's so many good talents there, but just overall, there's so many prospects. And if you wanted to get crazy with it, not that I do, shout out to Hollis Thomas. He wants to go one of the LSU wide receivers in the first, not Malik Nabers, but shout Brian. Mm-hmm. It's Brian Thomas, right? Mm-hmm. Brian Thomas. Is that why Hollis wants him? Perhaps. But I feel like if you could wait, that's where you win. I mean, there's just so much value. My guy, Ricky Pearsall, who in February when I was pumping him up, now he's above our pay grade, I think, in the second. I mean, mm-hmm. He could go higher in the second than from where we draft. So there's a lot of – we have Ladd McConkey from Georgia as well. I think you have Xavier Worthy if you're looking for a speed demon. It's just kind of like pick your poison. What kind of flavor do you want? Mm-hmm. You can get Keon Coleman, who's a big freak in the slot. You have A.D. Mitchell. You have Xavier Leggett, big body target, you know, yak machines. You got Malachi Corley, another yak machine. You know, because you think about the guys that we picked up. Oh, Helena Lovin Coleman from FSU. I mean, Rakshak talks about Roman Wilson from Michigan, little route god himself. I think he was one of the best wide receivers at the Senior Bowl. But if you look at our group here, we picked up Paris Campbell. And that's that yak guy. He's got the yak abilities. He's got the gadget type abilities. But I think usually when the team picks up players, they're kind of like the roles. They have this kind of role in offense. We have two guys in A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who are going to lock up most of the targets. Britton Covey. We know what Britton Covey is.
Yeah, I just don't like the way Devontae Parker looks.
He looks slow. What do you mean? Geriatric?
He looks slow. Like, I don't know, man. Why? 10 years ago, maybe? I don't know.
31 in the Tybo class. Hey, no, hey, this, but I'm not gonna lie, his pressure was probably the most. I try to keep it positive, but his
depressor.
His depressor was better than age. Jeffrey Alshon Jeffries or was Alshon's
name? It was worse. It was the worst presser that I've seen in a while. It was like, bro, what are you doing? Shout out to Tim. What are you doing? You know, he's in the building. Did you see yourself in that Devontae Smith reaction?
Yeah, I was wilding.
We all were, bro. That was a great day for Eagles Nation.
It was.
Great day for a lot of teams in the NFC East, except for the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing is, though, career-wise, Kadarius Toney, man, he got 2 rings.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Yeah. But, man, I'm happy for my – happy for our guy, though, Devontae Smith, man, with that ring. I mean, well, not the ring, sorry. He could have had a ring for that extension, man. Super, super dope. Glad to see him get the reward. And I love what he said. I'm gonna let God take care of it, and He did. You know, He wasn't one, and like, because you think about it, you had all these wide receivers that are coming on being free agents or the fear options being options on the table for them, and they kept on talking about everybody, but then nobody was talking about Devontae Smith except Eagle fans. And what did Howie do? He took care of them.
Yep.
And this puts pressure. This is, you know, pressure on the neck for Jerry Jones, the Vikings, and they was laughing at us because we took Jalen Reagor. Ha-ha, joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Now you got to pay like $33 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now you got to pay. And the Niners, the Ayuk. I mean, yeah. they're going through it. I mean, he unfollowed. He over here.
Everybody else is going through it right now. Except
exactly.
But it's the way you pay early. You understand the value of your players. If they understand that you appreciate what they bring to the table, you know, Devontae Smith said in his presser that we worry about like getting paid. He's like, nah. He's like, I let God handle that. Kind of. He's like, I let it work itself out. You know. He's like,
is it safe to say that the four of us can appreciate Howie Roseman a whole lot more now?
Yo, you know what's funny is that
I say so. Yeah.
I 100% appreciate Howie Roseman more, but what's funny, it's just like almost like a little inside joke with myself. You ever at the top of your browser, like your frequently visited websites, you could just like click on it or whatever. StreamYard, this website is one of them. And anytime I click on that to try and get there, it brings me to the room of a show that we had.
Oh, we were killing Howie
250 episodes ago, and the name of the show is Howie Roseman Must Die. Every time I click on it, it's just called Howie Roseman Must Die. And I'm like, man, we've come a long way.
A long way. Because, man, we were murdering that show. I remember that shit.
Oh,
we were calling for him.
But I do like the fact that he has that swagger. He got us a Super Bowl, right, on my birthday. Still the best day ever. It's not, I don't even give a fuck about my birthday. It's really about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the best part of that day. Right. So
yeah, I mean, it's the Super Bowl, and it's the fact that he's making Philadelphia Eagles fun again to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Straight up, bro.
I totally agree.
Also,
we need to give appreciation to the man, the myth, the legend, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie. He's the one spinning the coin on everybody. We need to be giving him a thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I also want to say, I mean, with the exception of Chip Kelly, you look at the history of coaches that Jeffrey Lurie has hired. Aside from Chip Kelly, it's been some pretty tremendous coaches, man. Andy Reid, then obviously Chip, but Doug Peterson won us the Super Bowl, and I'm very happy with Nick as well. So, like, for guys that, especially, like, when we first hired Doug and when we first hired Nick, there was a lot of factions of the fan base that were like, we didn't do our due diligence in going after a coach, and we thought that maybe we pulled the trigger too early. But Jeffrey knew what he was doing. Howie knew what he was doing. We're just guys. What do we know?
We're a bunch of Jags. We're a bunch of Jags over here. Mr. Cross says, wonder how Lamb feels. I think this is perfect that we got it done early, because I know Lamb is just like, I know how CeeDee Lamb's mom feels, that Dak isn't the guy. So it adds a little seasoning to the spiciness of what's going on in Dallas. But I don't really care about what's going on in Dallas, to be honest. I love to see their pain. But, you know, overall, I just, you know.
You don't want to sprinkle no cayenne pepper on there?
I ain't sprinkling this shit. I'm dumping the whole goddamn thing.
well, Prime got family members that are Cowboy fans.
That is fact. Yeah. So do I. I will say it.
Now, Merce says, I also love that Devontae Smith addressed him and AJ, our friends, that there's no trouble or no need for media with fake stories. I do remember, I don't know if it was Rube who mentioned the kind of, like, you know, kind of put that little beef, not a beef, but like just the kind of putting AJ versus Smitty mentality.
Oh, yeah, they were trying hard for that. They were trying real hard for that.
I've been on football teams where, I mean, I'm not going to say wide receivers aren't divas, but everybody wants the ball. But I think when you're both equally getting paid $25 million just to get along, but I do feel like their love for each other is genuine. You look at the interview they did with what's her name? Adams.
Okay, Adams.
Kay Adams. I feel like that relationship is pretty genuine.
Yeah, I agree.
They could both afford to throw their credit cards in the bowl, and whoever's card gets picked out pays for the. I mean, they could both afford it now, so they're good.
Oh, that's chump change of them.
Pretty much, but you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. Real quick, before you say what you're going to say, update on my brother. Since you mentioned, because I do have a Cowboy fan, and that is my brother. Just to let y'all know, he's like on a daily basis changing all the photos at his station. Because, you know, players that are no longer there, players that might even eventually get taken off the roster.
Right.
You know, and then I was pointing at that main one. Was it yesterday? Might have been yesterday. Yo, what you going to do with that CeeDee Lamb picture? Like, is it going to stay up or is it going to go down?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I think it's pretty great to see that, like, Dallas has been – very quiet throughout this entire free agency, and for them to it's a blessing, man, to have Jerry Jones, who wants total control of that team. I love it. I hope Jerry stays alive forever.
we've been in the fire for far too long. Us Eagles fan have been through the worst, man, and it is now our time to just sit back and watch everybody else burn. I love it.
I mean, as Eagle fans, you gotta enjoy yourself. I think if you're looking to go enjoy yourself in the upcoming weeks. No, not weeks. I say months. Months. There's some trip with Philly Sports Trips where they take over Brazil. I mean, if you're trying to book a trip, check out phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you're following at Sports Trips PHL for more information. Shout out Vince with any questions. It's going to be a crazy trip. You're getting a direct flight from Philly, you know, own charter plane. It's going to be 6 days of craziness. We're going to Rio first.
Mm-hmm. I need you to do that math, bro. Well, August 30th to the 8th.
They actually changed it. They actually changed it, I believe. So Rio first, and then Sao Paulo, and back to the States. with a W. It'll be the first time you get to see the Eagles.
Is the game in Rio or Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo, come on.
Sao Paulo Antonio.
Sao Paulo Antonio. It'll be in Sao Paulo Antonio. So if you want to go on this trip, check out Philly Sports Trips.
You better wear black or white. Don't wear green.
Yeah.
They got green gangs down there?
They got something. They got a rivalry.
It's something, man. It's something they're talking about. They're not even going to let us play in our green jerseys that weekend because it's such a sensitive color. Yeah, it's such a sensitive color over there. Yeah, they just posted it like about TV. 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm not wearing green.
I'm like, yo, where are they taking Gail? Yo,
come on, Gail. Gail, don't be over there trying to be a rebel and be the hardest dude from Delaware.
He ain't doing no such thing.
Wear white.
Okay? Stay in a crowd, bro.
Joey says worldwide. I say we all come together. Bro, I really do hate the white Eagles jerseys. I'm being honest.
You hate the white Eagles jerseys?
Why?
That's racist, bro.
It might be Jersey racist, but... I'm not a big fan of the white jerseys.
You're not?
You?
Wow, this is I love pretty shocking jersey. To me.
Yeah, I'm a fan as well. Yeah. I actually think that
white on white looks like I'm not going to even say it, but white on white I don't like.
You really need to go see HR, bro.
I wouldn't mind seeing the white Kelly Greens down in that down in the Brazil game. Did we not get to see
okay,
that last year?
Okay, I'm feeling that.
Come on. Make up your mind.
I mean, I do have the white Kelly Green jersey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it's based on.
I got my Andre Waters one, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of green with Green Bay. We'll be playing the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have to wear green. Just...
You're right.
Whoa! Yeah.
God forbid they start throwing fireballs on the field. What is going on?
Hey, they start riding in that joint. Hey, tuck and roll, baby.
Yeah. What if they came up with a Brazilian colored scheme for both
so
teams
like
to wear?
Green and yellow.
We ain't doing
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's the Packers.
We could just black it out. Okay?
Well, in that case, then think about it. If they go with a Brazilian scheme, you got us wearing the Kelly Greens, and you got them wearing their yellow jerseys, because they have rock yellow jerseys. Mm-hmm. I can see it happening. I can see it happening.
Interesting. So I know at the end of the show we will get to a mock draft. So if you want to be part of the mock draft to close it out. Let us know. But, you know, news has been popping. We just really want to touch real quick. We're speaking of Kay Adams. We have a tight end. I think it was rumored to have dated Kay Adams. But not Evan's brother. But
I didn't think that my brother would be able to pull that one off, to be honest with you.
But we have CJ Uzomah, who is a decent, tight end to give us some depth. He's got a 700,000 guaranteed, so that means he's probably staying. Albert O, we've been trying to figure out who he is as a player.
We're trying to figure out how to say his name.
Yeah. we have Grant Calcaterra, a.k.a. Grant Hearns, in the building at 1 million. We had Dallas Goedert at 9 mil. And the other thing that we mentioned on the last show, Dallas Goedert, 29 years old. Did time go that fast that Dallas Goedert
is 29? Yeah, that's just still hitting me, the fact that he's 29. I still can't believe it.
I'm the one that said it, and y'all laughed at me.
I can't believe it.
y'all laughed at me.
It's wild, man.
I mean, we have Little Lucky in the chat. Like he's already doing Lucky? his taxes.
Throw your peace on up.
He's like, I'm doing my taxes, bro. the fact that we have the depth that we like at tight end right now. Can we agree?
I agree. I thought it was interesting that the WIPs of the world are still out here trying to push the whole Brock Bowers thing. That one never made any sense to me.
I saw you on the timeline, like
there's little things that I'm surprised bother me as much as they bother me. And then I see people talk about, Brock Bowers in the first round. I'm like, why? Well, we don't even use tight ends. Why would we do that?
No, I mean we did have a formal Jatavion Sanders from Texas did have a formal visit with the Eagles during at the combine, but he'd be interesting to add.
That'd be nice.
We've all been talking about Florida State tight end that we draft in every single mock draft. I forgot his name at the second.
Bell.
Yeah. Bell.
Jaheim Bell. Sorry.
Jaheim Bell. We call him the RB star, Jaheim.
Yeah. So with CJ, I'm going to butcher his name. I feel like it's that TJ Who's Your Bazada commercial.
Who's
Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama?
Yeah. So we're gonna start doing that. But yeah, I mean, he's more of like a wide tight end. Like he's always on the line, provides like great playmaking ability. I mean, he had a hell of a season when he was in I think it was the Bengals when he had Joe Burrow that second year or somewhere around there. He had a great year. So I mean, he can block straight on the line and he can, you know, run routes as well. So
I gotta be honest with you, man. I'm kinda like not focusing on the tight end position anymore. I've been giving that position a lot of attention for the past 3 years, hoping that, you know what I mean, with the acquisitions that we've been getting with Dallas Goedert and then whoever else they decide to go ahead and bring onto the team, and things just ain't clicking. And then once Dallas goes down, there's no next man up mentality coming from any of the other guys, and that's what gets me pissed off. So that's where my attention with the tight end position is kind of like out the window. I really hope in this draft we do focus on getting a tight end weapon. We need it because, you know, now that you mentioned, since we laughed at Tim last week, that he's 29 years old, that's not making me feel any better. So,
nothing wrong with 29, guys. Nothing wrong with 29. That's still young. Yeah,
but not right? Everybody's Evan. Right? They don't just sit on their ass. They're actually out there playing.
But people, you talk about when you say 29 and Hassan Reddick, like, whoa. Hassan Reddick 29 is like, whoa. He's, you know, but Dallas Goedert 20, you're like, oh, he's good. You'll be all right. You know,
except for the fact where you look at injury history. Like, I feel like Dallas Goedert, it's something about that Dallas Goedert, Avante Maddox household, man. I feel like each year in and year out, it's an injury. And he's missing several weeks. And I think Prime brought up an excellent point in that fact that, like, yeah, Dallas Goedert is a good tight end when he's playing, but ultimately tight end is a position where you carry four guys and ultimately two guys end up seeing playing time and the other two end up being reserves. And so when you lose Dallas Goedert, you're stuck with the reserves. That's all we got underneath them. The
right. There hasn't been nobody that's been that pop. Right. As much as we've been talking it up, nobody has really been that pop. So it's just like, shit.
I mean, the production.
Calcaterra had his little moment. You know, Calcaterra had his little moment. I think that one time he caught the pass, he was so shocked that Jalen even threw him the ball. Yeah. He like spiked it. I'm like, bro, it ain't even a touchdown. You got a first down. He was hype.
Yep,
you know what I'm
yep.
saying? So it had it's it. Yo, listen, this backup tight end is imperative. Like they got to make sure that they find the right guy. I like Sanders from Texas. Beast, 6'3", beast of a man. So I,
that's the thing too is that like I'm between a rock and a hard place with this decision because when I sit here and I think about it, like one of my favorite, and this is going to be, you know, I don't know if this is bad to say or whatever, but dude, the Gronk and Aaron Hernandez duo is one of the best tight end duos I've ever seen. And I've longed for something like that on the Eagles for a really long time. Reality is Dallas Goedert's not Gronk. I mean, that's the reality. But even if I had a mini version of that with two elite tight ends, man.
We almost had it. We almost had it with Celek and Ertz at one point. But then, you know what I mean? That was just about a year.
And that was solid. We won a fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right. And I'm with you, bro, because, yeah, I mean, the New England Patriots changed the game with the tight end position. And that's what you were kind of like hoping for, that gets brought in here as much as we utilize the tight end position. But like I said, man, as of lately, I'm just like, now my focus is in other spots. Mm-hmm. Convince me. Bring me back in, and then we'll talk. But right now, I'm out.
We got to give Alvaro a chance, though, bro.
Darnell Washington last year, like I was in on Darnell Washington. I love the size. And like
I've given every single tight end that's game a chance. Yeah,
he ended up in Pittsburgh and he didn't light the world on fire or anything like that, but I just loved his size, his catching ability. And I just thought that pairing him up with Goddard would have been interesting.
It would have been sexy in a running type, a three tight end set with, you know, Barkley here. But Mike says, who's the master 6'7" dude we kept hearing about, but is never activated?
Talk about Tagai?
No, it's Tagai. Albert O. That was Albert O.
Or even back in the day when we had the quarterback from ex-quarterback from Buffalo.
Oh, Johnson. He was terrible.
Yeah. Didn't he get injured?
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Yeah, he got hurt. But speaking of, you know, who else? I mean, we're going to talk about a prospect who is near and dear to our hearts. I think the love started early, but the Eagles got a visit today from UCLA edge Laiatu Latu. Now, if you guys want to do the homework along with us, go just check out some of his stuff on YouTube. You can see some of his highlights, but check out some of the cut-ups, some of the a lot of draft analysts out there have of him. Let me just be honest here. Mm-hmm. Latu was one player I really wanted to see besides Quinyon Mitchell at the Senior Bowl. And I was so shocked that, you know, Laiatu Latu, he declined to play in a bowl game, but he decided to come to the Senior Bowl. And you're like, does he really even need to be at the Senior Bowl? Because, like, I already feel his stock is at mid first anyway. Like, does he even have to be here? But the fact that he showed up against a lot of these quality offensive linemen that showed up there, Wagas of the world, there's some good linemen that he went up against. And I remember the minute that me and Tim saw Laiatu use some trickery and sorcery, and he pulled some swim move where the whole crowd was like, who the fuck was that? And all the draft heads were like, bro, Latu's real. So no. I feel like.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you go down and you check out some of Latu's stuff, it jumps off the page at you, man. And I was mentioning this to Gale too, that like these top three edge rushers that are coming in. I mean, I'm glad that we got a meeting with Latu. I'd be happy with any three of them. I think that all three, Jared Verse, Latu, and Dallas Turner are all game wreckers. They are legitimate guys that can come in here and, you know, take over a game, completely change the outcome. What I love about Latu and watching him is he seems like an extremely intelligent player to me, man. He's lean. He's able to get around his guys. But he's lean, but he's big. He's just under 6'5" right there. Enormous frame, but also quick as hell. And on top of that, I always see him keeping his eyes on the quarterback in the backfield. He had a couple interceptions last year. So, like, I think that he is a extremely impressive player. And a lot of people are talking about the medicals. I am Mr. Medicals, Mr. Ooh. Evan Hearn, Mr. Medicals. And the problem seems to be the neck. You know, he had a neck injury that actually made him miss two seasons of football. In 2020, the COVID year, and then as well as he was out of football and even told by his doctors he was recommended to medically retire in 2021, but then bounced back, you know, first team all Pac-12 in 2022. And then he was an All-American in 2023. So like seeing him have two very productive seasons after coming back from that neck injury gives me a lot of comfort.
You know, talk about the, I think it was a 2018 class that came into Washington. The top prospect was Puka Nacua, wide receiver at University of Washington. The top two, Trent McDuffie, now with the Chiefs, who's had a stellar career. Yep. Number three was Laiatu Latu. You talk about his coach ends up going to UCLA. his coach ended up kind of like saying, hey, man, take a chance. Come to UCLA. We'll figure some stuff out. During his off time, he was a rugby player. He almost had a deal with the Seattle Seawolves playing rugby. So he won a national championship as a rugby player in high school. So he'd have a lot to talk about with Mailata.
I like Latu because, you know, I mean, he just kind of reminds me of Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins, you know, and one that came out of the Miami Hurricanes. He just has that physique. I mean, like, you see it in him, and you know, and Phillips also played at UCLA before he got transferred over to Miami Dolphins, I mean, Miami Hurricanes. So, yeah, I mean, it's something about these UCLA players, man, when they, you know, in that position, these guys are studs, and I don't know, man. I think this guy, you know, he's very impressive.
Bob's already passing on the he calling the next LVE. My thing is the way he carries himself. I've tried to get it, like I said, I tried to get an interview with him. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get around because everybody was asking questions. But the way he handled himself and the fact that he did show up, and like he didn't have to show up.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, "Oh, you come down here, you might get hurt." He didn't care about that.
Fun fact for you, Gail, which I'm sure you already know, but do you know who was the doctor, the specialist that he saw about his neck?
This was the same doctor who operated on Peyton Manning.
That is correct.
So he's working with the best doctors here. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sell you on Latu. I'm just saying that the player, I like the player, and I feel like if he's around there, they like what he brings to the table. I mean, again, we have a Jared Verse fan club over here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Dallas Turner, who could go first off the board, and then for you Penn State homers like Tim, Chop Robinson. But again, if you value production over traits, you know, you look at Latu's production. You can't laugh at that kind of production. I mean, again.
I don't know, man. It sounds like a sales pitch to me.
I'm sold. I don't know about you, but I'm sold.
This is a Mercedes. And over here we have a Honda. Honda,
a Toyota. But and Gail comes out.
But the Mercedes is here.
Gail comes out of nowhere. It has great AC.
Yeah. AC's great. That's great. I love how you felt forced to include Chop Robinson in that. and we got Chop Robinson.
We like lobster, we like steak, and we also got Skittles.
But if the board falls to you, this is how you
have
to,
for sure.
Like, do you want, how do you like your steak? You like it well done, or you like it?
But it's a good thing. Like, is that how we're going to treat the draft this year? Are we really going to focus on best available? Because we're not,
I don't think
in
so.
The position that we're hurting as much as, you know, we have in previous drafts.
I feel like we go get – I feel like
– it's a question I'm asking.
No, I feel like Howie's in that go get your guy mode, I feel like.
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference today with Howie and Nick?
The beginning.
Okay. So what kind of – they're trying to throw people off, right? But what I seen was – oh, yeah, you know, we have young pass rushers, and we believe in them. I'm like, maybe they might go a different direction.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to add one. Like, I'm just saying. It wouldn't.
But he mentioned – this is who he mentioned, though. He mentioned the bull from where we just got.
Nolan Smith.
What's his name? No, he mentioned Nolan Smith, and he mentioned Sweat. He said, I'm glad we brought back Sweat. He basically apologized and felt bad that we let Hassan just go to up the street to Gotham City
for the moment.
you just go hold on to that
for the moment.
Okay, all right. I believe you. I believe you. If anybody, but I believe crap.
Sergeant Walker said. He said when you were telling him about Latu, he said he thought you were going to leave your wife.
Bro, I'm just
sick of being upsold at gyms.
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm just saying, bro. The eyes meet the test, bro. Like, Gail, back me up, Gail. Don't leave me out here like that.
Gail. No, I'm saying.
Elena, is Elena with me? I ain't letting go. Is she with me? Are you with me? For the moment, I told you, they just renting him.
They're renting him.
Who are they renting?
Hassan.
Shout out to Todd in the building. Let's see. I mean, shout out to my bro. He said, my thing is, as soon as we let Hassan go, I said, how we better
there it is.
Hit the draft.
Well,
with
I
the
mean,
defensive players, because
we've been talking about trying to figure out the mentality of Howie Roseman, trying to figure out where he is kind of fixated and focusing on this draft. Let's look at the stuff we've already talked about. I mean, you look at the offensive side of the ball, pretty much across the entire depth chart of the offense, we have top 10 guys at their position in what they're being paid. We have invested heavy money into our offense. It's time to retool the defense through the draft. Right.
I mean, do you want to look at some numbers?
I mean,
so the offensive line here, you talk about, these guys are getting paid. Mulata got paid, Dickerson got paid. We got the cheap options on the interior with Steen and Juergens. These are their cap hits for Lane Johnson, 34 in the Tabo class. So, you know, we've allocated some draft pieces to take over the interior. Now you talk about defensive line. We've added Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. We brought Bryce Huff. You know, we got some cheaper young options in the middle. Milton Williams. We're coming to this is the make it or break it year for Milton Williams
and Jordan Davis.
But Milton Williams more so than, you know, we can still do we hold on to Milton? What do we do? Josh Sweat took a pay cut. We got the elder statesman Brandon Graham in the building. You could easily sprinkle in a Latu or
sprinkle it in, man.
Or, you know, an edge verse. Mm-hmm. If you added verse in that, you know,
and that's exactly what I think we need to stick to. I mean, when we had our recent run to the Super Bowl where we lost, we led the league in sacks by a large margin. I think that is a terrific sort of formula to try and follow. If you could just have a steady rotation of guys coming in on the defensive line, just absolutely tiring out the offensive line. That's what I would love to see. I was a big fan of Ajomo as well until he got injured, and I'm eager to see him this spring and this summer. See if he makes any progress.
Evan Moro Ajomo is 21, and that means what? He can drink
a crunchy beer.
Oh my God, right. He's been killing crunchy beers this whole past weekend.
Yes,
dude, I've been obliterating them. Not gonna have some more on Friday.
How do we get a sponsorship for Crunchy Beer? Do we just make our own?
I was honestly thinking that
we're going to leave that up to him.
I was thinking that at the first tailgate, maybe we get some peanuts and I show some people the Crunchy Beer life, because, you know,
that is wild.
Now you're going to try it. You're going to fucking try it. That's what's
I'm not going to fucking try it. You're not going to make me try it.
Have you guys never heard Evan is into Crunchy Beer?
Baseball games.
That's his thing. I've never seen anyone do it, but
everybody aside
from my girlfriend that's ever tried it has loved
this
it.
This is nasty. Yeah, this is nasty. She didn't
like.
Right
she didn't like
here,
it.
She doesn't like beer. So that's a.
So we were at a Phillies game, and then Evan he offers his beer, and he's got his nuts in his beer, and he's offering it to people.
Yo.
No Diddy.
That was definitely Diddy.
No,
but I was like, you're at. So we're shout out to the Fandemic crew. We were watching the game with them, and he said, they're like, "What is he doing with his beer?"
Yeah,
it's like he puts nuts in his beer. Hey, each his own, man. To each his own. I tried it. I did try it.
I brought it to Camden Yards. I was in Camden Yards this past weekend. Showing the people of Baltimore the crunchy beer life, you know?
They're probably looking at you weird.
They were. And I got a couple comments. How was that beer? Delicious.
I'm not going to lie. It was a little jello, man. That's one field that I'm trying to cross off my list.
Dude, it was a really cool time, man. Baltimore, I want to also say that, too. I know that Gail and E had went there a few years ago to go see the Eagles versus Ravens. And like, immediately after you arrive, I think you – thought you saw a dead guy on the street.
I did see a guy. He was purple.
He was
dead.
And back in the day when I just took photos of anything, put it online.
Yeah. There's a dead guy.
I mean that would
fit in perfectly in the new Twitter. All this is videos of death. So you would fit right in with that.
Imaginary world out there.
No, this is factual. I mean, every time I log into Twitter, I'm seeing the most violent shit that I've ever seen. I was like, I didn't.
You used to have to go to the depths of Reddit for that type of stuff, and now,
like, I'm logging in
and go to the bathroom in the morning.
I saw a dude. Yeah, see, yesterday I saw a dude get run over by a car. Yesterday.
Oh, the guy that got hit by the pickup or whatever.
GTA style.
Dude, that shit was wild.
Like, that's the first thing I saw yesterday. But wow, this is
crazy.
Yeah, we took a sharp left turn right there. But anyway, crunchy beer, am I right? Good stuff. Budweiser, I'm available.
Yeah, shout out to Ev. Now, honest opinion, do you guys think Howie moves up?
I think there is a possibility. I mean, we're fanalists of the team, and we do our mock drafts, and we view things only through the Eagles lens. And I know that, like, when you are drafting, you have to consider all the other teams and what they may be thinking as well. But when we have done those mock drafts and moved up, I like our options, man. If you can move up into like the 15 range, that's some pretty good stuff.
We moved up for Jalen Carter, mm-hmm. moved up for Devontae Smith. We moved up for Fletcher Cox.
Carson Wentz. Twice.
Let's not forget Carson. But a lot of impact players every time we moved up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When we stayed, Andre Dillard, Jalen Reagor.
Nelson Aguilar.
Are you catching my drift?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about when we moved back?
Dallas Goedert.
Jordan Matthews.
That was another one that I saw as well too. Not the move up, but like trading that first round pick and acquiring multiple day two and day three picks. Mm-hmm. Also, would not be opposed to that because, like how I mentioned, the whole thing with I think that there is a lot to be taken in the second and third rounds of this draft.
Now, Rack Shack talks about he's doing a mock draft with the NFL Masala later. Check his channel out. He said, "How is Johnny Newton from Illinois? You know, go watch. Just go watch some of his tape. I mean, there's a lot of traits you like. Undersized, not elite size, but he's a game wrecker too. Man. Like I feel like there's games that he's taken over. So like, again, if I'm gonna switch to other, I'm not mad at Byron Murphy or Johnny Newton." I'm not because I think there's there's a common denominator. There's a lot of wins here. There's like whatever way you want to go, there are some win options. I don't think there's a really bad pick.
I don't know, man. I hear what you're saying, and I feel like I'm almost contradicting myself talking about having that heavy rotation on the defensive line. But I think that we are much more in need of another edge rusher than we are of another defensive tackle, personally.
Hmm. Mr. Walker says, I don't care who we pick at 23 as long as Cooper is an Eagle. Edrin Cooper.
You move back. Edrin Cooper very well could be an Eagle.
I mean, I think linebacker is another option. You know, I'm thinking if I had to go linebacker, you know, there's Junior Colson as well from Michigan. But I think in terms of, like, adding somebody in the mix to compete, mm-hmm. how how so, like, we did this whole third round thing with Howie the last time with linebackers. The Kobe, I was going to say Evan's son, the Kobe. Davion Taylor in the third. I mean, Jordan Hicks was in the third.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
That was the last successful third round pick linebacker. Yeah.
What about Villanova Daniel Abraham for a third round pick?
I really don't want to go there.
No?
I want wide receiver. Give me wide receiver three there.
That means you're automatically going. But see, that's the thing, though. That's going to make you feel, if they go and draft another wide receiver in the third round, that means, I hate to say it, Brown's only going to be here for one more year then.
Well, I mean, look, dude, if the math is math, and look at
– Yeah.
Look at – I mean, we just – not that – AJ can always restructure. And extend, and if Howie uses his contract as the, you know what I'm saying, as the deal to keep on flipping down the road. But I think that's, I mean, I'm with Anthony here. The Pearsall would, a rowdy technician. That's three wide receivers that could get open.
And Rack Shack talking about, you know, first round 100% best available O-line, D-line, or cornerback. I agree with that mentality. That's another thing too, that like I'm considering in all this, I'm thinking of impact edge players that I would love to add. And like, you're not going to be able to get those top three guys outside of the first round. You're going to have to probably move up for one of those top three edge rushers. But with that being said, like, you look at, with the exception of Jordan Mailata, who was, you know, I feel like Jeff Stoutland had his eyes on him for months and months and months in advance, where he kind of had a feeling. Yeah, it was like his baby and his pet project. But I think that, like, you look at Lane Johnson, who's taken fourth overall. Lane is he's getting towards the end, man. And I love Lane Johnson. I love that he pretty much played his entire career in Philadelphia. But if you want another guy like Lane Johnson
or Fuaga,
you got to take him in the first, man.
Well, like the Troy.
Is it the age that you're saying that, though, Evan?
It's the age and the continual ankle injuries every year. Like, as he has to get his ankle drained at some point in the season every year, like, I just feel like, you know, we've been lucky that he's been able to bounce back from that and he's been able to play through those types of injuries. I just feel like eventually with that age, it's going to be more and more difficult to play with that tough ankle.
Well, this is where the guard tackle versatility. I'm saying tackle with guard versatility as the future. If you have that right tackle, it could be Fatano from Washington. Mm-hmm. I think they're in love with him. I think, but he's a guy that if we moved up for him, I'm cool, because then you have your Pro Bowl right guard. You know, I'm not mad at it at all.
Yeah,
Xavier Leggett, man. He's a great story. I mean, he's got to talk about his parents both passed away before he graduated high school. His dad was loved South Carolina. He ends up going to South Carolina. His production, if you talk about, if you want to see production, that's what a lot of these teams like to see, production. He had one year of really solid production. Like, he blew out last season. Like 1,000 yards, yak machine, built like fucking AJ Brown. Like he DK Metcalf. And then he works out with our boy Debo Samuels. Do you roll the dice on that 1 year production? Or you're like, where were you? Different offensive, different quarterbacks. But that's the cool thing about the draft is, like, it's really about upside. If you see a player, if you added him as a wide receiver three in that mix. Mm-hmm. There's so many options.
But you want to draft blue chippers. I need guys that are going to play now. Not exactly. No, I'm going to put them in the helm. I know what I'm saying, though. Like, this is what this draft is about right now. Mm-hmm. This year's draft, 1, 2, and 3, draft guys that can play right.
So would you, with that being said, would you draft a tackle in the first round? Because they'd probably have to sit behind Lane.
I said that last podcast.
But do we say that about every position? you bringing up tackle. I think a tackle is where you could go ahead and actually learn from a veteran right now. Tackle, but when we're talking right, but when we're talking about a wide receiver or, you know what I mean, or elite running back coming out of the draft, those are the ones that need to get in it. Or even a linebacker that's hungry, that shows that hunger in all the college films that we see about that person. That's the one that I want to see out there. You know what I mean?
You imagine how much differently we're feeling right now if N'Kobe Dean was playing last year at the level we expected him to play.
Exactly.
Yeah. Completely different conversation right now, man.
The whole statement you made at the autism and me behind you when we got ourselves a linebacker, that would be like, you know,
Evan asking about N'Kobe's medicals at the Eagles Autism Challenge is the most random. But Evan thing to do.
But it's on point right now. But it's on point right now.
So this year, Evan,
like a genius.
That's right.
Good Evan, if you make it and somehow we draft Latu and you go up to him like, hey.
Get that man a coat.
I'll just be looking from a distance and like looking at that flexibility in the knee as he's standing there like, all right.
Jay,
do a little lap for me back and forth.
Jay says, I think if Verse or Quinyon Mitchell are there at 13, they might try and trade up. I think if Fatano's there too, maybe. But he says, I think they'd stay put for Gene. I'm wondering where he's at, whether out. They just had a visit with Cooper DeGene as well. So that's interesting. Jay says Xavier Leggett or the dude ex-Panther Smith calls the Yak. Yeah, they both got that Yak ability. Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky.
So Gale, I mean, I just saw someone talking about corners. I know that you've been a Quinyon Mitchell stan. It was talking about Eli Ricks. Talk about Terry and Arnold. You know, do you think that he's being overvalued, Arnold?
No, I mean, I think he's an overall good corner, but I do think the way that he's interviewing, he's killing the interviews, man. He's talking like leadership wise. Mm-hmm. I think he's great for the locker room. I think, you know, I think he could have ran faster. Well, I'm just like hoping that I think he was in the high 4.5s, 4.51 maybe. If I remember off the top of my head, I'm pretty psycho, but I wanted to see a little bit more. I mean, Quinyon is a 4.3 guy. And a 4.3 guy and a 4.5 guy, there's a little bit of difference. But again, technique-wise, I think, you know, I mean, I think a lot of the analysts are very high on Arnold. Some of them have him as their first corner. But I think Mitchell, I just think he's smooth with it.
Technician.
Now we have to ask Feast of Pete, because this is feeling a lot like Horn versus Sertan. So. I gotta get Pete's take on this.
And then Pete was like, "Oh, I was like, Sertan was like my number nine guy. Like, it's not like, it's just." But I mean, speaking of Sertan, there's always the talk of if Howie somehow pulled that off, that would be the draft day trade of the century. Like, if Howie actually pulled that off, that would be, because there's just talks of Denver being so desperate that they have to, what's their cap look like right now? They're not set up too well right now, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they really want that quarterback that they say
that organization's a mess, man.
Like, why would you if you let him out the door? I mean, you're talking about he's going to be the highest paid corner once he gets a contract. So that's, you get one more year, and then you have to pay him.
It's not the first time that Denver has held on to a elite cornerback through some horrible times, and I'm thinking about Champ Bailey.
I was about to say Champ Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Bob asks, when you do a mock trade up, but draft for the teams 1 through 15. It's not hard. They need a quarterback, wide receiver, edge. It's not hard. He said that twice.
The Eagles need a quarterback, wide receiver, edge in the first round, Bob. A quarterback?
What's he talking about?
He must have met corner. He must have.
Yeah,
met
he must. Let's get this mock going. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to mock it out.
Yo, is she talking about? She talking about? Is he talking about drafting for other teams?
Hmm? I'm not even sure if this was to you, bro. I think this might have been to Tim.
Oh, I was about to be talking about.
Oh, the other teams. The other teams. Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm way behind.
Anthony asking, would you give up both of our seconds for a first?
For another first.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Like two firsts versus a first and 2 seconds.
Is it, what are you trying to get back into the bottom of the first? Or
you package
depending on the mentality that you said Howie was going to try to have this year and you go package, after the go-getters.
You package two firsts and then you package 2 ones.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. If you listen to the press conference today, mm-hmm. he dropped the Easter egg. Howie said, I love to trade. That's all I'm going to say.
That's I heard when you said that.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that, and that's what we say every offseason, too, is that, like, if there's one thing about Howie Roseman, he loves a splash. He loves to be the talk of the league, talk about, like, you know, oh, the Eagles made a blockbuster trade. Howie mm-hmm. Roseman does love that, and this is his time to shine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already loving it now that Deion Sanders said his son and Travis Hunter only can go to the Eagles. And other teams, like I'll say the other team names.
Man, what, we need permission now?
No, nah, it's just like, you know, we're one of those teams that, you know, hey, people want to come to.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see about that. So we're going to get into this draft.
Mock it up.
We're going to get into this draft. Any, before we get into the draft, make sure you guys subscribe to us on all platforms. We never beg, but we're just asking if you like the podcast. Give it a like. If you're subscribed to us on Facebook, cool. Instagram, cool. Twitter, cool. YouTube.
These faces are killing me though.
YouTube, are you subscribed on YouTube? If so, if not, subscribe to us on YouTube.
Sales.
And if you're not subscribed to the podcast on Apple, what are you doing?
Good point.
If you've ever got a cheesesteak from Evan. When you get up to grab that free cheesesteak, and he pulls it back, and then he says,
"Let me see that you subscribed."
You subscribe? I'm just kidding.
Let me scrape those onions off real quick. That'll
be the new one for this year. In order for you to get a cheesesteak, you got to follow.
That's all you got to
do. I'll be the one to prove it. I'll be the one to get the, you know what I mean, the verify.
Yeah. I'm going to be the bad guy.
And you ain't getting no lanyard either. You ain't getting no lanyard.
You're gonna have to get the cheesesteak from Prime. That'll be a
tough, you want to hit that button? You want this cheesesteak? You better hit that button.
Shout out to Ty. He says he still needs a cheesesteak. I don't know where you've been, pal.
Oh, make sure you hit that button, Ty. That's it.
All right, we're gonna get into this mock. Before we get into the mock? Do you got any you want to go? Are we gonna let the board fall to us? We're gonna try to trade up. We could do. Some quick Johns. I'm bringing up the mock machine now.
Yeah, I'm thinking a trade up, honestly. Or you know what? We did a trade up last time.
I saw last.
Why don't we trade back? Collect some day twos.
Some day twos. We going quick seven. We're mocking for the Eagles. Shout out to people listening to on the podcast. But if you're watching live, this is how you can get your comments in, and you can pound the table for some of these players. Like when we get to the mid rounds, and Cam Kitchens from Miami's on the board, and Prime is all for it, and then Roman Wilson is on the board, and Tim will jump up and pound the table. This is what we're talking about. So, and if there's some guy from Temple on the board, Evan.
Whoa, Temple.
So are we moving?
Better. Gail's gonna have the executive decisions.
He's the one.
He's Howie Roseman.
Yeah. I have the horse for reason.
We're just the three horsemen.
Gailey Roseman.
Nah, I'm gonna go with this one.
So are we staying put? Or are we letting the draft fall to us? What do you want to do?
Like my girl Helene said.
Trade up?
Like you
read the comment. I thought we were trading down.
Yeah, see, it just
you want that
statement that? Right there is proof in the pudding. The man doesn't listen.
Well, we got Bob from down under saying trade up. We got Ev saying trade back. So we're gonna trade back from 22 on this one.
Yo, love facts,
it.
Gail wrote.
Love it.
Okay, let's go. We started the mock. Teams have picked guys that have gone off the board.
There,
guys that have gone. Let me tell the people on the board right now. Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Leatu Latu, who we spoke about this whole podcast. Johnny Newton on the board from Illinois. Byron Murphy from Texas. A.D. Mitchell. And Nate Wiggins from Clemson, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Power Johnson. Where were you go? You want to trade back a little bit?
Ain't no
it
trade.
Feels
back
wrong not taking lots.
This is a dream come true situation. Right. How do you can trade back?
Hey, no, bro, I think we talked about Latu for the shits and giggles of it. Mm-hmm. We picked Latu for this, right? You good?
I agree.
Yeah. All right. How are y'all? Hey, we're all in the room.
Just so y'all know, this is Gail's decision.
This is a Gail decision.
This is a Gail decision.
I co-sign. I co-sign.
But it's hilarious the way you say it, because you're like, I think we need to go here, guys. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Even if we said no, he's going to be like, oops.
Bro, this is, hey, I'm sorry. The people in the chat, does everyone agree to pick Latu here or what?
Latu.
I've seen a lot of Latu, and then we've got Todd with his Cooper DeJean.
Mm. We're going Latu here.
Latu.
See? Okay. You did right. Latu.
Corner.
Now we got a game wrecker. I love it.
Mm. So, guys who went off the board, Peyton Wilson – Mike Sainstrill, Tyler Newbin, Lab McConkey, Bo Nix, Xavier Leggett, we spoke about Franklin, Patrick Paul, Zach Frazier, Jalen Polk, on the board right now as we currently speak. Roman Wilson from Michigan, Keon Coleman from Florida State, Michael Penix Jr. We're not drafting quarterbacks, even though we're the QB factory. Jatavion Sanders, Braden Fisk from Florida State, Ricky Pearsall, Ricky! how do you guys feel here?
I'm actually leaning Bullard, honestly. We talked about retooling up on the defensive side of the ball since we spent so much money on the offense. I like Roman Wilson. I like Keon and Pearsall. But Javon Bullard is what makes sense to me here. Well, Brandon Fisk, I guess you could go another lineman, but
what does the chat say?
Three corners left. Trade back a few spots. Fuck it.
You want to trade back, bro? I mean, yeah.
What corners is he talking about? I don't see corners.
I mean, Edrian Cooper's still on the board, right?
Where are we at on the next pick after this?
53. One? We have a pick and three picks.
Yeah, man. I think he. We're gonna find out.
Oh, see, if this
I wouldn't mind trading back here, and then you move back into like the 60s or something like that, and then we could still scoop something up with 53 while acquiring some stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cooper's on the board. Can you say no to that?
In three picks, I bet he'll still be there.
So who do you want to pick now?
I say we trade back.
You trade back, like he said.
You trying to get a third round?
Yeah, stack up on some more picks. Maybe not even in the third.
How about this? The Cleveland Browns have offered us pick number 54 for 50. You want to see if we can take 85 from them?
Yeah.
We might have to give up like 171 or something. Oh, fuck yeah.
They will not give us 85.
See if they'll give us 85 if we give them like 161 or something.
Mm. 170.
Oh, how about this?
I say tried that.
We get 120. Oof. We get 85 back. You want to do that?
I'm in.
Oh.
Oh, they took it.
So we traded the 50th pick to the Browns. We received the 54th.
85 and 206.
We got 50. We gave them 50 and 120. We got back 54, 85, 206.
I'm happy with that. Now we got back-to-back picks, 53 and 54.
You want to guess who goes off the board just off the rip?
It's going to be Cooper. I just wanted to get you to do it.
I guarantee you the Steelers draft a wide receiver.
Okay.
Oh, Roman Wilson.
Okay, here we go. Resuming the draft. Guys,
Penix, who else are... Wilson.
Hey.
Yep. There you
guess
go.
Guess who the Steelers picked? Roman Wilson.
Yep.
So we're now on the board. Oh.
Keon Coleman's still there.
And Edgerton's still there.
We could get Pearsall and we can get Cooper.
Oh, come on now. All come right, on now.
Just go ahead and go get Fist and then we'll go take Ricky Pearsall at the next one.
Coop's still on the board.
Coop is still on the board?
Is he?
Cooper's still on the board.
Yeah, go down.
Chris Broswell?
Go down.
Oh, right, okay, he's right there. Yeah, take Coop right there, though.
Thank you. We're like stressing like we got a big problem because we have 53 and 54.
I say Coop and Pearsall, honestly.
And we got the 85th pick, so I'm cool. I'm cool with it. So we pick Edgerton Cooper. Every single linebacker staying in Philadelphia is like, we got a linebacker. They're calling their friends. It's like Paul. It's like Paul Revere. Linebacker's coming. A linebacker's coming. And then we get Ricky Pearsall.
I do like Brendan Fist though. I just got ignored. Y'all see that?
pretty much.
Shout out to Tony, Ricky Pearsall staying in the chat. So we're at the 85th pick. So we gave up 120. I mean, hey, right on the board is Junior Colston, Michigan linebacker, Ray Davis. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Do you want to move back?
There it is.
Marshawn Lloyd right there.
Ray Davis.
Kyrie Jackson.
Kyrie Jackson's right there.
Renardo Green, if you're talking about
options.
What does the chat say?
I'm seeing take Junior. Not much talk.
Okay. Cooper Beebe.
Oh, I like Cooper Beebe. We do need a guard.
Do like Beebe as well.
Do you want to trade back?
Not really, honestly.
Is Jordan Morgan there? Or he's already taken?
I kind of feel like we should go after someone in the secondary, personally.
We've been offered the 107, 108, 122.
107, 108. What is it?
Where do you see that?
Yeah, where do you see this at?
Yeah, the teams that are interested in trading was
The
Bears at 122.
Nah, it's 107 is way too far. That's 22 picks.
Yeah, we're good.
That's a draft player.
We already got a linebacker, so are we going two linebackers?
I don't think we go running back here. I'm kind of thinking we go corner.
Kyrie Jackson?
Yeah. He's a beast, man. Animal.
There it is, Jackson.
We want Kyrie Jackson. This is
hey, Mark. I got to listen to.
There guys. You go, Mark.
See?
There you go, Mark. Hey.
This is from Mark Bird, actually, not you.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Cold-blooded.
We need some help on the offensive line, unfortunately.
Yeah, we go to Cooper B. Woo. There's a lot of picks, man. It's a lot of picks passed. So we're at pick 161. Let's see. We're in the fifth round.
Tyler Davis, maybe.
Trevin Wallace.
Defense right here.
I like Trevin Wallace, but that's a lot.
Another linebacker. DeCameron Richardson also had a we linked up with DeCameron Richardson for a visit. Interesting here. Bertrand, Cody Schrader, Tim's
what's
boy.
What's our next? We got another pick in 10. Keep that in mind.
I say
Newton.
Josh Newton.
I say we get Newton on the swing around.
Yo, hey, look at Isaiah.
I like Isaac. We have a pick in 10 picks?
Yeah, 10 picks. You can get out.
I wouldn't be. I wouldn't mind like Tyler Davis, another big body in the.
Let's see. We already got He did get corner already. Mm. Halfback, Tyler Davis. You trying to hit the interior, Ev? Is that what you're trying to go?
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Or you want to go another linebacker?
We haven't hit
a lineman yet.
Well, I think we can still hit the lineman on the next 10 picks away.
Let's see. Can we phone a friend?
What's available?
Tyler Davis right here.
We're getting what's it called? Kimani Vidal. There's no way we're taking a corner. I'm sorry, a quarter.
We already took one linebacker. Like, they want to develop some kind of lineman. We got Bertrand. It's a lot of tackles. There's a punter.
I think I'm in on Rouse or
I would take Isaac Guerrero here and
we do have a pick in 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're pretty far down that list.
We'll get defensive interior. How about that?
Sounds good.
Tyler Davis and then
he gone. Huh.
Is he gone? We're in the 5th round. Is he gone? He's there. We want Isaac Guerrero. Isaac Guerrero is athletic.
Oh, we got another one. Fuck it. Get Rouse.
There we go. Walter Rouse.
Development. Everybody's happy.
We're in the 6th round of the draft. Closing in our last
picks. We got a shit ton of picks here.
Oh, wow. Did we get a running back yet? We didn't.
We did.
No.
We just got it.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm slow.
A tight end though, around this time.
James Williams.
Does that make it move at all?
I'm all for the U.
We could get a hybrid safety.
Right there.
Yeah, James Williams.
James Williams. Oh, for shits and giggles, man. We going Dylan Lobby. They're like, yo, you drafted 2 halfbacks? Yeah, I did.
With Saquon?
But he's a punt returner.
Okay.
He's looking straight at Covey right now. He's a third down back. He's looking straight at Kenneth Gainwell.
Mm-hmm. Does Covey's production really worry you that much? I thought Covey's been a pretty
good. No, I'm just saying Dylan Lobby, he's a punt returner too.
What about AJ Barner?
Did his grandfather write a book?
Probably not, but
yeah, there you go.
He played lacrosse.
Take back everything I said then.
Oh, we could develop
the next Chris Hogan.
We could develop Joe Milton.
You don't want to do that. He'd be doing flips every time he get a first down.
I guarantee you, I wouldn't be mad at Dylan right here.
All right, well,
you were really going to draft Dylan right there.
Yeah, he's going to pick him. Go ahead.
You just got Guerrero.
Okay, where you want to go? You want AJ Barner, tight end?
Yeah. Oh, did we just take a tight end?
Is Zion Bell still available?
Did you see how many tight ends we got in the tight end room now? Christian Boyd, Northern Iowa. How about Christian Boyd?
We already have a defensive interior.
Oh, Jalen Simpson.
Is he related to OJ?
Cephas?
Yo, you wow.
Too soon. Too soon.
How about for the sake of the pod, we'll draft Dylan Lobby.
Would you just push the goddamn button?
For the sake of the pod.
For the sake of the pod.
Man, you're funny.
No, we interviewed Dylan Lobby. We can't allow Dylan Lobby to be out here.
No problem, bro. We're not going to allow it. Just go ahead. Push the button. There you go.
Gail's killing me today, bro.
So, friend of the show. Dylan Lobby. Dylan Lobby follows Fourth and John on Instagram.
Shout out to Dylan, man.
So we're gonna show him love. We can't have him out here on the streets.
Brandon, get us some food.
So we went in this mock a little bit different, but hey, we got some gems here. We got
looking like another B plus average here.
Leiatu Latu in the first round at 22. He fell to us. Didn't have to move up. A plus. Edrin Cooper, we got a B minus. Round 253. We traded back.
They hated Garendo.
We traded the 50th.
That was Gail's pick.
That was all Gail too.
Hey, that's like if you're looking at my report card when I was
that's
a kid.
All right. We know
that's
that.
That's my math score. Okay.
Did you pass?
Yeah. I will get an A plus in gym, D in math. So we traded our 50th pick and we got the 54th. We had the 53rd, drafted Edrin Cooper from Texas A&M. We got Ricky Pearsall with 54, A. We got a Kyrie Jackson from Oregon, another cornerback to develop. Tyler Davis, defensive line. Isaac Garendo, go watch his tape, love it. We got tackle Walter Rouse to develop. I'd have to really watch more on Walter Rouse. I couldn't tell you. James Williams, safety for Prime. But he's got some great versatility, could play linebacker, could play hybrid type. Dylan Lobby, B, New Hampshire. Overall A-minus grade.
Wow. Got an A, bro.
That's our highest one.
If you just look at how we're spreading it around too, like that is we filled a lot of holes there.
Mm. Hey, look at Gail's face. He's like, how you like me now type shit.
shout out to G Dirty Money. He said, why would you draft a DM when we signed Sweat and dude from the Jets? Hey, we only have two players under contract at edge after this year.
Sorry, man. It's a mock draft, bro. It's a mock draft.
I'm picking the player, man.
I'm wondering who else was on the board when Garendo was there because we got Dylan Lobby.
Oh, he wasn't listening to us.
He got a B on it, bro. Get the highest grade out of it. Like, oh.
Bro, I never look at the grades and be like, ah. G Dirty Money says those picks does not help the Eagles at all. I think they would, man. I tell you. How does Rick not bring Ricky Pearsall into the nest not help this team?
Or Latu, man.
Have you seen a wide receiver 3 consistent at the catch point in how many years? If we go Greg Ward back in 86.
If Johnson was going to retire this year, he would have already done it. Johnson's back, man. Mm-hmm. Unless you talk about Fred Johnson.
Yeah. But again, a lot of our mocks, we try to play around with some stuff. We do have some of our favorites in here. Mm-hmm. But before we get out of here, big shout out to Bud Light for holding us down all these years at the tailgates. Appreciate you guys over the years. Shout out to Tina and the fam at Conshohocken Italian Bakery. When was the last time you had a tomato pie?
Last tailgate, unfortunately.
It's been a minute. Conshohocken Italian. Was that from Conshohocken?
You didn't have to mention that part, but thanks, Gil.
Cheating on Tina.
I know, I was cheating.
Terrible. Yeah. But we did want to thank everyone who stuck around for the mock draft. Obviously, we've done a mock draft, millions of mocks. So if you go back through all the shows, you can see all the different flavors of people we drafted. Say, hey, man, these are great for the mind, mm-hmm. body and soul. But before we get out of here, Tim, last word.
I can't say anything about how he's doing. So let's give him a round of applause for him.
Hey, Howie. Hey.
He's doing his thing. Congratulations to the Smith family. Get that bag. Now you're about to put pressure on all these wide receivers. So I hope all these organizations that he got his money, I hope y'all all are arguing and protection is sexy. Shirt coming out soon. Yep. College your boy.
Let's see. Primo.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to my little man. You guys saw him earlier on the show. It's his
fourth birthday, boy.
Happy birthday.
It's his fourth birthday. Yeah, blessing, man. This kid's been a blessing every day since he's been, you know, part of my life. So looking forward to the many years that are coming, man. He's definitely a gem. You know what I mean? I'm blessed with all three of my kids. Great acquisition today with Smith and getting that contract done. I'm happy. I'm ready to get the work, man. Ready to see what else, how he's going to pull out of that bag a couple more weeks into the draft. So, you know what I mean? It's definitely going to be interesting. Other than that, everybody stay safe. Go Birds.
For me, it feels good to be in a position where we're heading into the draft and I'm not sitting here panicking about, we got a hole to fill or we got this to do. I think Howie Roseman has done an excellent job leading up to the draft, acquiring free agents, locking down players long term, and still having cap room flexibility. This is another Howie Roseman masterclass offseason, it's looking like so far. He just needs to cap it off with a great draft. So I have confidence in the post Chip Kelly, Howie Roseman. I think that he'll be able to do so. I think he'll be able to, give us a Super Bowl contending team. And, finally, go Sixers. Fucking beat that bastard Jimmy Butler into the ground.
Yeah, let's go Sixers. Jeez. I mean, when is that game?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday? Bro, I'm not gonna even lie. Sixers got, I gave Sixers no love.
Shame on you. Shame on really.
The game? Didn't you go to the game last night?
I did. I went to one game this season. Cool. I went to Phillies last night. But I haven't been to a 76ers.
Oh, you went to a Phillies game last night?
Everybody lost all hope after Embiid got injured. All I said was wait until Embiid comes back. And my man has been absolutely balling ever since coming back from injury.
But he's
picked up right where he picked up.
He's not the only one. He's not the only one because I got to be honest too. I have not really shown love to the Sixers this season. Sorry, bro.
Well, it's all good because
that's cool. But I'm all in for tomorrow. You know what I mean?
We got a new big three. That's Kelly Oubre.
Yes, sir.
Ball.
It ain't Tobias. That's for sure.
It definitely is.
Give me past the second round and I'm in.
Got Nick Nurse. I have all the faith in Nick Nurse. Saying. No more Just Doc saying. Rivers.
Last word before we get out, shout out to the fam. We had a loss in the family. Shout out to my uncle T the boy. It's definitely a huge loss for our family, but we're all getting through it. But shout out to the family. Shout out to everybody in the comments, man. Even the rando comments. We appreciate you all sticking around. Shout out to you 400 people that are in here talking draft. And being nerds and just vibing with the Eagles right now, vibing with the Eagles off season. I think between I'm trying to figure out this whole draft process because I don't know if I'm going to be traveling on the road for a funeral or being stuck with jury duty. It's a weird it's terrible.
Every entity is trying to pull you away from the draft.
I'm like, but shout out to Braxton Howard, former writer for, who's now with PFF, former John writer. Mm-hmm. He's getting married on Saturday. I mean, April 27th.
Congratulations.
Very nice. But shout out to him. I'm ready for draft season. I think we had a productive mock draft. I think we're ready for the next one. Mm-hmm. Promo, you want to start? You want me to start it again? Just kidding.
Stop playing. No.
But we do appreciate you guys in the comments, and we'll see you guys in the next one. As always,
go Sixers.
Okay,
go Phillies. Go Phillies.
Six
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.